Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Evening, everyone. Who would like to go first? No?
Jürgen, obviously an incredible performance from your team. What were your thoughts on how the game plan played out, and what can you say about the mentality of the team today?
Good and very good. So, I think on a normal day, you should not even try against City. You're going to play a normal game against them and hope that you get something for it. You have to play to your limits and further. That's what we did. We defended them in an extremely well-organized but very passionate way. Closed the right gaps, had a challenge in the right areas. And because that still happens, and that's the biggest challenge against City, they still get through, and they still get to the touchline, and they still have incredible amount of players in the box. And how we defended the box, and especially the six-yard box, was absolutely exceptional. Because I think we all know these games, when you all know the City goals, when they arrive there, and then Beb square pass, and one is free in front of the goal. And we did it really well. So it was a top performance from all the boys, and that's why we could win it.
Shatton at the back.
Hi, Julian. I just want to ask you if you're going to have maybe a couple of beers tonight after this massive victory.
Sorry, but I'm not in the mood for that. It's all good. I'm fine. I made a joke after last game, and I apologize for that. It will not happen again.
Well, the red card, Jürgen, I mean, what happened there? Is that just the emotion of
the game? Yeah, it's about emotion, of course, but it's... So, of course, red card, my fault. I went over the top in a moment. I don't think it was disrespectful to anybody, but when you look the pictures back, I know myself in 55 years, the way I look in these moments is already worth a red card. I know that. Who cares what I say? But I lost in that moment. That's not okay. But I think a little bit as an excuse, I would like to mention, how can you not whistle that foul? How on earth is it possible? And I wish I would get an explanation. So, I'm not sure what Pep said now here, but probably not a lot. He was probably very disappointed or frustrated or whatever. But during the game, we agreed completely that Anthony Taylor just let the things run. I thought, eh? Why would you do that? Why would you, both teams, it was not one. But I don't know that people said it was Anfield that made the VAR decision. Was a foul on Mo, and feel no chance to have any impact. It's a foul on Fabinho. I think we agree on that. You look like this. It's not enough to pull somebody down. You think I'm not sure about it? Or you don't have an opinion at all?
No, I thought it was a foul.
It's a foul. Okay, it's a foul. And then Ali has the hand on the ball. So that's a save or not? Am I, as our, in our understanding. So And now, if Envy decided now that we are in the wind, I'm not sure. Imagine he wouldn't. Then would sit here and talk about, speak about three situations where I should have whistled a situation. Oh, and then you think, oh, okay, that's now really unlucky. So there was already the first moment where Pep and I were pretty animated, both, but actually for the same reason, to be 100% honest, for the same reason, not for any, we were not arguing with each other or not at all. Yeah, and then that situation I saw, I just had the perfect view and the linesman, and you can imagine we have 1-0 up and you have get a free kick there, or you have a counterattack there. That is obviously pretty much 100% different. And that was the moment, snapped. And again, I'm not proud of that, but it happened.
Paul Joyce?
Yeah, asking about Mo's role today now, why you decided upon that central role, but also just about on Diogo.
Yeah, Mo playing exceptional game, absolutely outstanding. Yes, obviously was one of two strikers in the center, together with Bobby. Great, absolute top performance. The goal was world class. Again, a colleague of you told me if I think we were a bit lucky in that moment because Cancelo missed the ball. I didn't see a player missing the ball. I saw a player using his body extremely well and being then in a 1-1 situation with the goalie. So top class goal. The situation before already unlucky, really unlucky with the, that he didn't score there already. Apart from that, good on the ball, constant threat in behind. Working extremely hard, so outstanding performance. Honestly, it was really good.
David Hayden.
Yeah, Diogo. Yeah, that's no problem. I wouldn't have to talk about it. I saw it inside on the screen. I'm the first who saw it. When he goes down, and I see there's not a lot of contact. I can see a little bit that somebody kicks his foot, and then maybe the muscle got overstretched for 96 minutes. That's not good for a muscle, and he felt it immediately, and now we have to wait how bad it is.
David.
Salah's number 11 playing something.
I really find this question interesting. Tell me your thoughts about that. You think, yeah, we put the 11 up, so Mo has to get subbed, and he comes to me and tells me I don't want to leave the pitch or whatever. How could that happen? What is the logical explanation for that? Yes, wrong number on the plate. That's exactly. I wanted to talk to Mo because it role changed. Darwin came on, Mo played now more at the 10 around Darwin, and Darwin was the one for in behind more. And obviously, Mo didn't come in the first place and was disappointed because he saw the number, but I didn't know about any kind of 11 on the scoreboard or whatever board it is. When I saw that, then we could change it. So, and then we changed it.
Horrible.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that. No idea about it. I was obviously not in the stadium in that moment. Probably I didn't see him anymore after the game. Did I? Yes, I saw him. Oh yeah, exactly. I saw him there. Yeah, it never should happen. Never, never.
Did you see them?
No.
You didn't see the coin struck.
Of course not. I saw Pep. No, of course not.
Last one, Dom King.
It's just great for Joey that he can show what a player is. So outstanding talent, great player, can play different positions, obviously. And today was a sensationally mature performance together with Fritz Wörtschler and the two fullbacks. I like to mention, it's fine, Joey deserves all the praise. But I'm pretty sure before the game, a lot of people thought, oh, James Milner against Phil Foden. The game James Milner played was absolutely unbelievable. And Joey as well. So it means the right side obviously did pretty well. Robbo was there, top class game, and Virch as well. And then in the moments we need Ali, he was there as well. So our defensive line was for sure the best game we played this season. That's good. Was very timing-wise. Nearly perfect to do that today, but that's the way we have to defend. And now we have 3 days, and for recovery, pretty much, and prepare West Ham. And then we have to go again, and they will ask for absolutely everything as well. So, yeah, the next tough game is waiting.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed that show. If you want even more Liverpool podcasts in your lives, do check out Red Men Plus. From as little as £5 a month, you can get tons and tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form. So yeah, go over to redmenplus.com, check out our amazing content. I'm sure you are going to love it.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.